You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Just a quick announcement before the episode today. I will be taking 4 to 6 weeks off. I need a little time. It's been a tough past 3 years with a father with Alzheimer's, and he passed away a couple days ago. My mother's 13th death anniversary is today, which is Sunday, August 3rd. So it's been a very hectic, mournful, sad week, to say in itself. Nothing is more important than family. So I'm taking a little bit of time off to deal with my loss, get my head and my act together, get back into the game, as they say. So instead of just walking away for, say, a month, I'm going to play a couple past episodes. First one I'm doing was a four-part series done way back in my first season in 2019. It was on the UFOs over Trumbull County, Ohio. I really, really enjoyed doing that episodes because it was my county, my state, my area, people I know that chased these UFOs in law enforcement, people I knew that seen the UFOs that were close to me. Today's episode, I'm playing all four episodes that released in July of 2019. And then in 2 weeks, I'm going to play the episode I did with Roy Ann Rudolph, who was a dispatcher at the call center that these calls went into. It took me a long time to get on the show, but I got her. Her memories that went on that night, she shares with us. So I really hope you enjoy these four episodes I put together for this special release today. The Roy Ann Rudolph episode that's going to come up in 2 weeks. I will be back in September with some new episodes. I thank you all, love you all for the kind words you've left me on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and my emails and everywhere else. I truly, truly appreciate it. I have a lot of good friends, beautiful friends in the paranormal field and outside of the paranormal field. I love you all. I'll see you back here in about a month. I appreciate every single one of you. Here are the four episodes released in July of 2019. UFOs over Trumbull County, Ohio.
And I said, well, I said, could it be like a weather glitch? He goes, no. He goes, these lights are incredibly bright. And he goes, and this thing's just hovering. It's not moving. And I said, well, maybe it's a private plane or something.
Now, this thing, whatever it was, lit up, you could stand up. If you were underneath it, you could see it would be like daylight, but red light.
Well, I logged it. I know this is coming back up. I know everybody and their brother's going to be calling tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Al Cooley, host of Ghosts in the Valley. This is the first of a four-part series. I was born and raised and live in Trumbull County, so the series of events hits home with me. I remember the story like it was yesterday. A friend of mine, a co-worker, before starting our midnight shift, was just over the top on this UFO that he had seen on the way to work. He said he saw it moving very fast over Route 11, just north of Liberty Township. Then it slowed down to almost a crawl. He and approximately 30 other vehicles had eyes to the sky. He said he didn't call 911 because he didn't want to sound like a kook, but he said it didn't seem to make a sound and definitely was not an airplane. This was on December 13, 1994, a day before the mass sightings. A series of unusual events occurred on December 14, 1994, in Trumbull County, Ohio. Just after midnight, a series of calls were received by the 911 operators at the Liberty Police Department and the 911 Center in Liberty Township. These reports all involve one thing, reports of low-flying UFOs. The majority of these calls were heard by dispatcher Roy-Ann Randolph. Reports mostly related as a fast-moving object with lights that seemed to be descending downward. Naturally, the 911 operators thought the callers were seeing a weather balloon, a small plane, a helicopter, or even a star. The following are a series of calls made to the 911 dispatch in Liberty, Ohio.
County dispatch, may I help you?
Did you get any reports of any object in the air about pushing that stuff?
Somebody called in, but I'm not, and I really don't know what that would be.
It was very strange.
Okay.
Looked like a back end of like one of them fighter planes, you know, like a plane coming out the back.
Okay. Was it just like moving at a slow rate of speed?
It wasn't a slow rate, it was a fast rate, but it was coming down.
It was coming down?
Yes.
Like straight down or at an angle?
Like an angle.
Okay.
I mean, it was a real
beacon,
you know, in the back.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, we'll check with the air base and Miami and see if they have any report of anything in the area.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye. 996. 996. We had a report by CC. Actually, two calls in of a vehicle in the sky. Unknown object above Sampson Drive. Have you noticed anything? That's affirmative, sir.
What's the location?
The area of Sampson Drive.
What's the song?
Sir, he just advised in the air, in the sky. He didn't advise direction.
998.
998, cut.
Did he give you a description on the object?
Public service, sir. I'll give you further.
Okay.
County dispatch.
Okay.
Bob, I swear to God, four calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
Four calls?
Four calls on an unidentified flying object.
Why not take a look? All right, we'll check it out.
You want me to call the air base and see if there's anything in the area?
We'll take a look. Different areas on Samson itself.
Is it in the set in the sky? That's all we have, in the sky. area, checking for an object in the sky. Copy at 30 after.
County dispatch, can I help you?
Yeah, I do. This is Stacy from 33. This is going to sound really dumb. I hear Liberty Police are in an area that I got a call about a little bit ago. A woman called, claimed she saw something in the sky.
Yeah, you called me a little while ago.
Okay. I hear they're out there and they've gotten other calls.
Yeah, we finally got one on it somewhere.
What the woman told me was on Sampson Drive, like midway in the block, there's a vacant lot or something.
Okay. Hold on, I'll let you talk to the Liberty Dispatcher.
Okay. County Dispatch, may I help you?
Hi, dear. This is Stacy from 33.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
I got one of your...
Did you really?
This woman was almost...
Sorry.
She saw something. She told me that the area was like Sampson Drive. There's a vacant field midway through the block.
They're telling me this too, but it's probably some weather balloon or something. You know what I mean? They're checking the area, but I really, these UFO calls are getting out of hand.
I don't know what it is.
If it was, what the hell did they come to Liberty for? There's no intelligent life in Liberty. Come on now. We're telling everybody they're doing a sequel to this, what's that new Star Trek movie? Generations.
So, Louis Green, no noise.
And
it was low flying and took off.
Oh, come on.
Fifth Avenue.
Are you serious? It's driving up Fifth Avenue Extension. Now, Christ.
Not driving, are you flying? It came down and just zooped over. It was a big, glowing object.
Wow, we got four calls on it. The last guy said it was a fighter plane. So you tell me that I would do a big news story on the water and Liberty and the effects on the people, because these people are clearly afflicted. But I appreciate the tip. I'll let them know some more on it. I dispatched it because God only knows my luck. It would land here, abduct some people, and I would be in trouble for dispatching.
I was impressed because I heard the way you dispatched it, and I said she's trying real hard not to break.
But I'm working with the biggest jokers on the force tonight, so it's real hard not to.
Lucky.
But if we do run into a UFO, I swear I will call you personally. Okay? We'll give you an exclusive. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
County dispatch. Okay.
Liberty Police.
Pardon me?
Am I calling Liberty Police?
What you need, ma'am?
I wonder, have you had anyone call you about a strange plane or airplane or something in the air?
Yeah, they're checking it out.
Yeah, I just saw it on Sampson Road.
Where?
On Sampson Drive.
Okay.
It was coming down Sampson Drive. It was almost, it looked like it was, I don't know what it was. It was a flying saucer or what it was. It wasn't an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
It was not an airplane. It was down awfully low.
Are you the same lady to call Channel 33?
No.
Okay. All right.
You must have had calls, other calls in order, huh?
Yeah, not many, a couple.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
What did it look like, ma'am?
It was like almost like an iridescent color. It was like a bluish purple, you know, it was like a long streak. It almost was like it had fire coming out of the back of it.
Okay.
You know, maybe it was, I don't know what it could have been. I know it wasn't an airplane.
Okay, ma'am, I'll let them know.
All right,
bye.
Any good?
Yeah, CC spot me, said it appeared to be hovering about 50 feet off the ground, heading towards Bottom Hutch, and I'm going to be checking that area. It's supposed to be a large object with a lot of lights on it.
Sir, I have another report on Sampson Drive, and also we've been advised by caller to the media. Media informed us it was a blue-green object hovering, no noise. It was in the area of Fifth Avenue Extension.
I'll go that. That Fifth Avenue Extension just came in.
This is just in now.
28.
And any good?
I see some lights. It's over one block from me. I'm going to try to get over there. I got to go down the street here. It's a large object, whatever it is.
996, are you in the area? 925, would have head over to that area.
Traffic.
Repeat your traffic.
Copy, I'm in what do you see that, though? I just got a glimpse of it. I can see, I'm on Sampson right now. I can see it heading by Fifth Avenue on the other side. I can see some lights up in that area. In that area.
96, can you repeat your traffic?
The area
5th Avenue Extension. 996, you advised, but you don't see anything?
It was like a red pulsating light.
Your radio was advised to be blue and green.
I saw it was red. It was like a pulsating light. It was like to the bottom of the airplane, but it was real big.
Okay, we're trying to contact the airbase this time. Stand by.
This is a number for the tower.
Okay.
It's a flying Christmas. Yeah, I'm standing with 8 Tiny Green
here. 8 Tiny Green, then.
Yeah, no more calls on this.
Last one in was when I advised last. Nobody's answering.
Yes, sir. This is Ryan from
Mokitachi Police Department, Yes, Ohio. We have reported some flying object in our jurisdiction, in our area, above the Sampson Drive Fifth Avenue extension area. I could not give you any kind of traffic, you know, direction that would help you know that area. Do you know of anything that should be in our airspace this time, close to the ground?
Right,
this is not a prank phone call, I swear. You can call me back to verify.
With the periscope at, I go 60 miles diameter of Youngstown, and there is nothing out there.
Oh, shit.
Not even anything else high.
We've got five accounts, five calls in on this.
Yeah.
Something's flying in our area, and it's low to the ground. Would you be able to monitor, like, a Cessna or something with a light on it?
Well, you know, if it was, do you mean visibly?
No, with a radar.
Oh, with a radar, it depends on how high it is and where they are. You know, if it's low radar coverage, so there's
okay, now I get a text to go over here and tell them something, and I don't want to say you couldn't find anything. Is there any, like, clause I might use that it might be, like, a personal aircraft or something that might be used at night or something?
Could be, you know, just could be anything. As far as, any kind of helicopter traffic or anything down low, they don't have any kind of requirements to,
it made no noise.
Unless they're coming into the airport.
Okay, so you have no communications with helicopters. Could be something like that?
Yeah, it could be helicopters.
Okay.
Helicopters particularly.
Okay. All right, I'm buying this 100%. But
are you, you know, does that location anywhere near a hospital?
We are close to a hospital, but the location is away from, it's as low as they said it was to the ground.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Be approximately 5 miles away from the hospital. We're closer to, that end of town is closer to, like, out towards the Vian line, Vian Air Base area, and that's what I thought maybe it was related to.
Yeah, we haven't had anything going on, nothing coming in that direction.
Okay. Then I'm going to repeat, okay.
Yeah, just go out here northbound, climbed up high, and nothing's going on over here.
Okay, I am going to advise you of this. You could take it and file it under G in your garbage can if you want to. We've got accounts of this. Hold on 1 second for me. Okay, I've got 4 to 6 calls. Hold on 1 second. Smart ass. Okay, at this time, I've had 4 to 6 calls come in about a lit object, well-lit object, blue-green lights, hovering above the area of Sampson Drive and Fifth Avenue. The object was slow to the ground, did not make any noise, hovered there for some time, and then continued moving down the Fifth Avenue extension road. My unit was out. He caught something he thought was red. Somebody described it as the end of a fighter pilot plane. I don't know what the hell kind of lines of continuum they're drawing here. I don't see any, but this is what I was advised of, so I wanted to call.
Okay, well, you know, I have a, I was downstairs in the radar room. I would have a finder with some phone numbers. You have some 800 numbers as far as, identified flying object reports and things like that. If you wish, you can call during business hours as well.
I don't know.
I don't see anything out there. Nothing on the radar scope. I haven't seen anything, and, we don't really do anything with the information.
Okay, I thought I'd pass along in case somebody was maybe flying without permission, and, you know, night flying or something like that. I didn't know what was going on, but as long as I've done my job, and I don't want to sound like a crackpot, but that's what we've got in so far. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye, Nika.
Sir, I'm going to quit. I don't see anything right now. What I saw, I have no idea what I saw. It just might have been just a light up in the sky. I don't know. Be in service.
Copy. 925, good.
You may want to advise the surrounding jurisdictions to stop and interrogate if they come across us.
Copy. County Dispatch.
Hi. It's Adam Hutchins Road and Sampson Drive out in Liberty.
Yes, ma'am.
I wonder if I heard on the scanner where they were looking for that big blue.
Right now.
Yeah, did they find anything yet?
Not yet. The dispatcher from Liberty Township right now, she's speaking with the air base to see if they have possibly something in the area at this time.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I heard on the scanner. I thought it was one of the flying saucers since it wasn't very far from the ground.
Well, that's why she contacted them in case it might be
the news media in on that.
I beg your pardon?
Did they call the news on that?
I have no idea.
I thought I heard in the scanner that they did. But they think it might be from the air base.
Right. As I said, the Liberty message on the phone right now, speaking with the airbase.
They think that's where it's from.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Now. Bye-bye. We've contacted the FAA administration and one, they've advised nothing on the radar scope within a 60-mile radius of Youngstown. They did advise they have no communication with any helicopters or any private-owned vehicles, air vehicles.
98, they're not aware of anything then, right?
Negative. He checked the radar and advised negative, nothing on the radar within a 60-mile radius of the Youngstown area. Again, he did verify they have no contact with any helicopter or private-owned vehicles that might be in the area. We are continually getting calls on this, so.
What's the area?
Still Samson Fifth Avenue.
We're right there. I don't see anything up in the air now. How long did these calls come in?
This just in within two.
This is air radio. It's only visible to certain people with scanners. 98 radio.
Good.
If you get any more calls, try to get an address. I'd like to speak to the people making the calls, please.
Copy.
98 radio.
98, good.
You're going to be on 58.
98. 90, good.
Yeah, I'm okay now. I'll be back in service.
59.
Bye. I'll also be in service. Phases are disarmed at this time.
Back to the UFO, I saw it.
Did you really?
But if it was red, I don't know. People say it's blue. I come up to this.
Tony just saw it, too.
Yeah, he goes, hey, this thing's hovering right over Sonic Hutchins. It just came over my house, right? I said, are you serious? He goes, yeah, right? So you tell me you got a report of it on Fifth Avenue Extension, right?
Yeah.
I'm right by Patty Metzinger's house, and I look towards Fifth Avenue Extension.
Uh-huh.
I see a red glow up in the sky. It was huge. It was, like, huge.
See, but they're telling me blue-green, because the media called. This woman was crying hysterically. She's like, oh, my God. And she's screaming, and they're like, oh, God. They call me. And I'm laughing it off, because I can't, you know, I'm not going to cause a panic.
We don't know.
No, because Toby, I swear to God, we got 7 to 8 calls on this UFO.
We're doing their scanning
off. No, I'm telling you what, they were coming in at the same time. They were coming at the same time.
Well, anyway,
and the county saw it. Somebody from the county saw it.
Really?
I think Pete Lusick saw it, because he came across his channel and he goes, she's got a big fucking thing in the sky with the lights. And at first we thought they were making fun of us, but they went to another channel to do it because they didn't want to be on their main.
Well, with me, I thought it was big red. It was glowing in the sky.
Well, that's what the guy said. He said it looked like fighter pilot lights in the back of the tail of a bomber.
Yeah, that's what it looked.
And I said, you know, I said, well, maybe it's a weather balloon. Well, I called up, and Toby, I swear to you, I was laughing it off, and I thought, well, he's going to say weather balloon or something, but he says, no, I don't know. He goes, we have nothing. He goes, we have, and he's trying to give me numbers to report it, and I'm saying no. I don't want any numbers. He's going, well, he goes, you know, I don't have anything at a 16-mile radius of Youngstown. He goes, I'm looking at the radar right now.
Well, this thing wasn't more than about 50 feet off the ground.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, this is low to the ground. I said, you might not pick it up. I said, you know, and I said, he goes, well, maybe it's a helicopter. I said, well, I heard from four people. Well, something that low to the ground would be making a hell of a noise.
This thing wasn't making no noise.
I know.
Because I rolled down, when I saw the glow, rolled down my window, I didn't hear a sound. The only sound I heard was my car.
Well, was it moving, or was it just...
Yeah, it was glowing. You could see it, like, up in the air, glowing, and getting further away from me. That's, I had to go all the way down to Overbrook and cut over to get on Sixth Avenue. When, as soon as I turned on Sixth Avenue, I didn't see it.
Did Bob see it?
No.
Did Steve see it?
No. I'm the only one who saw it.
There's about 10 other people in Liberty here just swearing up and down. They saw you. UFO. Oh, they'll have a ball with it, because, I mean, they called already.
Did you guys locate anything?
Yeah, well, they're like, people are serious. They're very upset. And I'm like, well, it's got to be a weather balloon or something. And I knew it wasn't a weather balloon, because they, you know,
well,
FAA would know about it.
Frosty said it was green and blue lights.
Well, no. The media said it was green and blue lights. I had a man who said it was
green.
He said, the thing is, it's quite huge, and it doesn't make any noise.
That's what I saw.
And I said, well, I said, could it be like a weather balloon? He goes, no. He goes, these lights are incredibly bright. And he goes, and this thing's just hovering. It's not moving. And I said, well, maybe it's a private plane or something.
Now, this thing, whatever it was, lit up. You could stand up. If you were underneath it, you could see it would be like daylight, but red light.
Well, I logged it. I know this is coming back up. I know everybody and their brother's going to be calling tomorrow. And I'm like, I logged it.
Did I saw it? Oh, my God.
No, I didn't log. You saw it. But you know what? They'll be pulling that tape. We're all going to get our asses shook. You watch federal government will come out here and go, okay, we're going, oh, little green men, Santa Claus, flying Christmas tree, all this shit on the channel. We're all going to get our asses in a grinder. Maybe I won't. So, I don't know. If it was a UFO, it's logged, you know. But, I mean, you saw it. If you saw it.
Well,
what did you think it was? What did you really think it was?
I don't know. I didn't hear me. I came across it. Whatever it is, it's big.
But you know what? I know you play. You know what I mean? I know you joke around. That's what I said.
I was not joking.
One minute it didn't sound like you were. I mean, you were laughing, and then all of a sudden you weren't laughing. And I thought, well, maybe he's trying to make me, like, think there's really this UFO there. And I was like,
No, I wasn't joking. I saw the light. I saw a large red light.
Hold on one second. Helen Guy, I think I'm a UFO expert. He was talking to me. Want me to let you go?
Yeah, all right. I'll talk to you.
Okay, sweetheart. Take care. Bye-bye. County Dispatch, may I help you?
Yeah, this is Helen 433.
Hey, 433.
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
Liberty was spotted earlier.
Oh, cut it out.
No, I'm serious. We've been watching it for about 10 minutes now.
Your ass.
No, I'm serious.
Man.
Go straight out your door.
Hold on.
I'm on hand hide.
Where is it at?
I'm on hand hide, okay?
Come get me. I want to go see this. Is it outside? Can I, like, see it from here?
Oh, you'll see it.
Here,
I can't believe
it. Me. All right, I'm going to go out and look at it now.
All right, if you're up high enough, it's straight east of you.
It's east of me?
Straight east of you. Look straight
which,
up.
Which way do I go when I, okay, I'm up.
You know where Kane Drive is across from the hospital?
So plug in for me. I'm going to go out. Liberty, get Helen Liberty. I'm going to run out. Stay on the phone.
Okay.
Okay, I'm coming back. I'll tell you if I see it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Mikey, you got a copy of your seat? Yeah, that thing has not moved in 10 minutes that I've been watching it. Come up on Henhide and start south off of King's Grave if you're on Henhide. Come on down, you'll see me park. I've been watching this thing through my binoculars. I can't quite make it out. It changes colors from white to red to green. You know, those are colors of planes, but this sucker has not moved. It hasn't gone any direction since I've been watching it. It's a good 10 minutes.
It's an alien.
Yeah, it's an alien, all right.
Prove it.
Hello.
She went outside, too, back
in the house. Okay. I couldn't believe it. I was just sitting by my house, and I looked over, you know, laughing, we think, because we had one 2 weeks ago. And I looked over, and I said, oh, here's a plane coming in to land, you know, because I'm used to seeing those. This thing has not moved in 10 minutes. And it's too bright and too low, and it changes colors to be a star.
It's an alien that came down to steal all our Christmas presents.
Yeah, I wish.
Maybe it's Santa Claus.
Go ahead, 429.
Where are you at?
You see my car down on Henhide, about half to a quarter of a mile, somewhere in there, down from King's Grave.
Okay, you can pretty much do that here right now.
Okay, you see it? I mean, I got a perfect view where I'm at. I just can't quite make it out through my binoculars.
I got me my headset.
You got a 14?
Right, I'm on public service too, so hang on, I'm trying to juggle mics. Okay, I'm on 14. You got copy?
Yeah, it looks like I'm getting pretty close here, but I can't really judge how far out it is, you know?
Oh, I've been stationary since I called you. Now, however long it took you to come from over on the left side, that bugger has not moved.
Yeah, well, I'm going over 11 right now, and
no, see it down over here just above the trees. Okay, yeah. Okay, has it moved any? It looked like it might have flickered a little in that because it's moving slightly.
It's moving. I was thinking you're being good to get a pretty good eye on it.
Okay, Mikey's up here with me now. He's looking through the binocs. It looks like it might have moved just slightly because it moved from one side of a tree to another. But it's still visible right here where we're at.
So over around 11.
Around 11. It's about the ridge already.
You say you're at Ridge at the air base? Okay, it should be south of you, right?
Yeah, so. Looks like it's going circles.
Looks like it's doing circles?
Yeah.
But, moving.
What area is it in? What area?
Hang on one sec. Davies. So what area do you think it's in now? Hang on to that. Okay, where you're at and where I'm at, I'm about a half a mile south of King's Grave on Henhide.
Henhide, half a mile south of King's Grave.
It's still a little bit south of me, so where are you at as far as on Ridge Road?
You guys have to take pee tests and all that, Helen? Because we went outside, we didn't see anything. They all see it. We were all on Henhide, we didn't see it.
Okay, well, we're on Henhide north of Kane. Okay, there's a brand new house under construction, and we're watching it right through the empty field.
You're seeing it through the field?
Yeah, we're seeing all our cars.
How big is it? What color is it? Because I got three of them.
It ranges from like a whitish red to pulsating greenish lavender.
Did you see any red? It was a whole red light. You said it looked like...
Well, from the distance, I mean, I can't tell. My binoculars are a cheap set of binoculars. I thought I saw some red. Let me check with Dave from his angle. Do you see red and green on it? Hey, Dave, from your angle,
I'll call
you see it pulsating red and green?
I'm telling you, we went outside, we didn't see anything.
Yeah, what?
I'm calling the airbase again.
Okay.
Hold on, just stand in the line.
I'd gladly come down and pick you up in the car and bring you.
I want to see it. Come get me.
All right.
Come get me.
All right.
I'll be outside. All right.
Okay.
All right. I need a break. You're going to take me to see it.
I mean, that's some powerful stuff. I mean, you got a call about a UFO that looks like a fighter jet with blue flames coming out the back of it. People from 33 News TV station called in with questions about the UFO to the 911 dispatchers. a flying saucer that was coming down Sampson Drive in Liberty. A patrol officer who the UFO was right above his car and took out all his electronic devices, his radio. And yet the air traffic controller seen nothing on his radar in a 60-mile radius. This is some powerful stuff. I mean, something doesn't jive up here.
Yeah, well, whitish red to pulsating greenish lavender.
Did you see any red? It was a whole red light. You said it looked like...
Well, from the distance, I mean, I can't tell. My binoculars are a cheap set of binoculars. I thought I saw some red. Let me check with Dave from his angle. Do you see red and green on it? Hey, Dave, from your angle,
I'll call
you see pulsating red and green?
I'm telling you, we went outside, we didn't see anything.
No, wait. Yeah, what?
I'll call the airbase again.
Okay.
Hold on, just stand in line.
I'd gladly come down and pick you up in the car and freeze.
I don't want to see it. Come get me.
All right.
Come get me.
All right.
I'll be outside.
All right. Okay.
All right. I need a break. He's going to take me to see it.
Welcome back to Ghost in a Valley, Part 2 of UFOs over Trumbull County. The first episode, we heard the dispatchers taking numerous calls on the UFO sightings over Liberty, Girard, Route 11, Sampson Drive, and I really don't think the dispatchers took the callers seriously. Red flames or blue flames coming out of the back of a UFO. It wasn't until that the police departments from the area were spotting the same thing that the callers were calling in. And it got a little more exciting for the dispatchers. Is this real? Or, I mean, what's going on? I mean, is it a weather balloon? Is it a helicopter? I mean...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They really didn't know. And contacting the Youngstown Regional Airport, air traffic controller wasn't seeing nothing in a 60-mile radius, which seems to me unlikely when the police officers were looking right at it. Yet they're saying there's nothing there. Now in part two, we're going to get into more detail of what went on during the night of December 14th. 1994. These are the actual 911 tapes from that night. Part 2, UFOs over Trumbull County, Ohio.
All right.
Come get me.
All right.
I'll be outside.
Okay.
All right. I need a break. You're going to take me to see it.
Okay.
I'll call the
Liberty Township.
Yes, ma'am.
The dark thing is in Howland Township now, and it's hovering over site. Do you show any
anything at all on your radar screen in a Warren area?
In Holland Township.
Holland Township.
That's hovering where?
Hovering over a hen hide in Holland Township. About 5 minutes here from the center.
What we just heard was Roanne, the dispatcher from Liberty, calling the Youngstown Air Base air traffic controller, who still hasn't seen anything on his radar. What we're going about to hear now is the chase. The chase takes place between Liberty going east towards Brookfield, Ohio, and Sharon, PA. Now, here is the chase.
133-429. Go ahead. Okay, is it moved any for you? I'm going down to pick up another person.
Negative. I'm out at the air base here. We're staying here watching.
Keep your vision on and let me know, because I want to pick this person up, but I'm about 30 seconds away from picking them up.
Okay, looks like you're just sitting here.
Okay. 433 subject en route. Where's the station?
I'm going down in 30 seconds.
Up in the sky, it's east. I'm on
there's no way I can keep up with it. 998 to radio.
Twenty.
looking like it moves at all from where I'm at here. Okay, are you out there by yourself, or are you going to tell them that's documented the officer base also? Yeah, I'm at the air base. I had the security guard out here. He doesn't know what to make of it either. Do you want me to get a visual on it? Yeah, we can see it from right here.
Knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Okay, is anybody close?
should be able to see it without any problems. All right, pick it up on North River Road.
I have 305 and 11 sitting on the overpass. I don't see anything.
What we've heard so far, police departments that were in hot pursuit of this UFO or UFOs from numerous counties, numerous police departments, and what we're going to hear in the next episode is the conclusion of the 911 tapes and the officer who actually climbed the observation tower to get a better look and see how many did he see? What did he see? Today we're going to hear the remaining audio tapes of the 911 calls from the dispatch center in Liberty, Ohio. This will conclude the 911 tapes. Let's get into this week's episode, UFOs Over Trumbull County, Part 3.
See you, Baker.
Yeah.
All right, I talked to these guys. Everything's all right. They're going to go back to where they came from.
Cool.
I can see them.
Did you see anything?
I got them right here. I'm looking at them.
What the hell is it?
Hold on a second. I got to turn my lights on so I get rear-ended.
Okay.
I can see them from Warner Road. They're sitting stationary. I got three of them. One is over there, and then there's two kind of close together.
What do they look like?
Well, I'd like to say that they're just like flickering stars, except I've got four discernible colors. I got red, yellow, green, and blue, and the one just was like flashing. So if they're those planets those guys were talking about, then they're planets with Christmas lights on.
You can see them?
I can see them. Not like clear as day. I don't see any wings or anything.
It was daylight, but right outside.
Copy. We'll document that 549.
KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'll tell you what, I couldn't see him well enough from the radar tower. I climbed up there. Then the fact that my legs went numb, it's a little bit too nippy to be climbing up that thing.
It's a little chilly.
So I went up three flights and I thought, well, you know, as much as I like Star Trek, I don't like it this much.
Thank God.
So I went back down. I think it's the Enterprise. Oh, well.
All right, bro.
Hey, have fun. Ciao. Oh yeah, well like I said, it was
lower when we first saw it, and like I said, we've been sitting out here on the strip, just, you know, everybody's sitting still, not moving, and we, every so often, we had to adjust the telescope, so it's moving, but it's arcing in a set pattern, so it looks like it's stationary, other than it's a little higher, and, you know, like where I'm at right now, I can see it where before I know I wouldn't have been, because I'm down here at the corners, you know, that's even lower than the center, and I can see it now, so... Oh, well.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Is there any more calls on it?
No, nothing else.
I probably all have a lot of answers today.
I'll tell you what. It's enough for me. Thanks for calling.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
That does conclude the 911 tapes. But let's review what we heard so far in part three. Was... the officer actually climbed the weather tower three floors up. And not only did he see one object, he's seen three. I think they tried to rationalize the whole thing by just calling it a planet. But that takes away from what Toby's seen from the Liberty Police Department, who is probably... he says 50 feet off the ground. The woman in Liberty who says it was in her backyard. And both said it was red that lit up the sky. Now, approximately 5 years after this event occurred, it did make the Art Bell Radio Coast to Coast show. And thanks to Kenny Young, who got these 911 tapes. Otherwise, we probably would never heard them. I've tried numerous times to get the tapes. I've called the airbase and was kind of shot down on the whole thing that they couldn't get them. You know, I'd have to call the 911 dispatcher out of Liberty, and that was a runaround also. And, well, I'll make a long story short. Thank goodness the tapes did make... the confirmations series on NBC on the UFO sightings in Trumbull County. It also made the Art Bell show, which when I tried to get the tapes, they were telling me they were no longer available. I did get a hold of the tapes eventually and reviewed them several times. And we were going to get into that the next episode. We're going to close out the UFOs over Trumbull County, part four, because I'm going to give the complete rundown from the beginning to the end. Date, December 14th, 1994. Time, after midnight. Location, Trumbull County, Ohio. Number of objects, 3. Height and speed, as low as 50 feet off the ground, also very high, almost out of sight. Speed was very fast. Some of the officers were traveling at a high rate of speed just to keep up with the objects during the chase, which we'll get into later. Shape of the object was circular. The color of the object was many colors: red, blue, green, lavender, white, very bright. Number of witnesses, mass sightings. I want to give a shout out to begin with to Kenny Young. Kenny Young from the UFO Research Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. Without Kenny Young's effort on getting these tapes, I mean from the Liberty Police Department, from the 911 call center, we would probably not hear these tapes today. Let me explain on that, because he tried to get the tapes and for some reason the tapes were lost. He ended up getting the tapes. They were actually backup copies that, thank goodness, the good people out of the 911 center in Liberty sent Kenny these tapes. These tapes actually made the confirmation TV show on NBC. And then eventually on the Art Bell radio talk show, Coast to Coast, Very big shout out to the late, great Kenny Young. I encourage everybody to go back and listen to the tapes that were on episode 1, 2, and 3. I actually had to listen to them two or three times, and the quality isn't great. Let's remember that it is compressed audio from a 1994 recopied, basically cassette tape from that time. But you have to listen very closely to what's going on with the callers that called in, especially the police officers. But before we get into that, I want to go a step further on the calls that came in, the numerous calls that came in on December 14th. It actually happened a day before that, on December 13th. This is why I remember that date, because I was working a midnight shift, and one of my coworkers came in to work and was very excited at what he's seen coming into work, coming from Liberty area on Route 11 to Warren, Ohio, which isn't very far from Liberty. And he said there was a flying object flying directly over Route 11, probably 150 yards in front of him, and very low and very fast. He didn't know what it was, but he says it definitely was not an airplane. It definitely was not a helicopter. And the only thing around at that time, since drones were not out yet, could have been a weather balloon. He says it was not a weather balloon either. It could have been a ultralight, homemade aircraft. You know, when they're coming overhead, sounds like a Volkswagen in the sky. But there was no sound. And that is something to remember, because everything from all these officers is there's no sound. Even from the residents that called in, there was no sound. But on December 13th, the day before, my coworker said that it was a UFO, which is an unidentified flying object. And that's basically what Kenny Young did. He tried to go and determine what these UFOs were. And he's not saying that they are from outer space or whatever. He's just trying to determine what is it, where did it come from, etc. How Kenny fell upon this story was he was investigating another incident that happened in Liberty, Ohio, which is just outside of Dayton. As he called the operator to get the number, the operator mistakenly gave Kenny the number of the Liberty Police Department in Liberty Township. That's how he stumbled upon the calls from Trumbull County. But thanks to the good people at the 911 center in Liberty, they actually found the backup tapes to send Kenny. Just after midnight, a ton of calls came into the 911 operators that involved one thing: low-flying UFOs over Trumbull County. The majority of these calls were heard by dispatcher Roy-Ann Rudolph. Now, after first listening to the 911 tapes, I was a little put off by her not taking these calls serious. And that's another thing, that a lot of the people that seen the UFO never called it in. And I know, after investigating myself, I found about 10 people who saw the object and never called it in because they didn't want to sound like a crackpot. You know, little green men, as Roy-Ann had stated at one point. So yeah, I didn't think Roy-Ann or any of the other people took it seriously either. Such as the news media. Oh, and we will get into that too. You had the news media there. They knew about it. They have scanners. They also can scan the police radio signals of that night. So they knew what was going on. But everybody didn't take this serious. I think as the night went on, and as you have experienced law enforcement officers from 10 different Trumbull County agencies looking at this thing, over 10 to 15 law enforcement people looking at this thing, or naturally some of the officers are going to say it was a planet or a star because they're looking at it through their binoculars or telescope. I truly do believe, yeah, they were looking at a planet or a star. I'm not going to question them on that. I do think they were looking at a planet. Not all were looking at the same thing. Let's be honest. There were people there, law enforcement, that if it's over top your car, and more than just one officer, let's take Toby from the Liberty Police Department, who said it was 50 feet above his car, got outside of his car died, couldn't get his car started, stepped outside of his car, and he's engulfed by a bright light. This isn't from a crackpot, and he's not the only one. I have two very good friends at that time. One was a member of the Liberty Police Department, and one was a member of the Brookfield Police Department. Both of my friends, both of these police officers are 100% sure it was a UFO. They were 100% sure it is not a weather balloon, was not a helicopter, was not an airplane, was not a star, was not a planet. It was a UFO, something they have never seen before, since then, or even now. I am still very good friends with one of the officers who no longer works for the police department, and he still, to this day, believes Toby and the other officers that were good friends of his on what they seen that night. So just after midnight, the calls were coming in to Royanne and the other 911 dispatchers. And they were all saying that basically the same.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Same thing. It was large. It was low-flying. It seemed to have flames coming out the back. I can understand Ryan's disbelief on a lot of this because, you know, thinking back, it's always easy, after, you know, hindsight, what to say after the fact, you know. But when you're live and you're 911, and they take calls other than just UFOs. I mean, their job is very important. And no way, no how trying to belittle her or the other 911 dispatchers. I probably may have done the same thing. These calls coming in, and naturally it's an unidentifying flying object that's in her backyard, or blue flames coming out the back, or descending downward, or lights shining off the bottom. I mean, I could understand her response to this. But there's certain things as the night went on that puzzle me. One is the news media. Channel 33, let's take for example, had a reporter call 911, talk to Royanne after confirming, yeah, there were law enforcement that were actually tracking it and following it. They never reported it. They never reported it. And we're going to get into that later as well on my final thoughts. But we know that it wasn't a weather balloon. According to my friends from the Liberty Police Department and Brookfield, they have seen weather balloons. And it was not a weather balloon. It was not a helicopter. Toby Malero, he proceeded down Samson Drive to check out the lights. And as he was going down Samsung Drive, a man approached him on the road and told him that it was moving south. So that man seen it as well. So he's traveled southward on Samson Drive, and suddenly his cruiser went dead, and that's where the bright lights came in. And naturally, he was a little startled over all that, as we all would be. And it was very, very large. After reporting this to Roanne at the 911 center, Roanne did the right thing. She called the FAA at the Air Force Base in Vienna, Ohio, which is also the control operator, tower operator for the Youngstown Regional Airport. What's very interesting, and you can hear it on the 911 tapes, that's why I encourage you to listen, go back and listen to these tapes. It really baffles me that he's 70 feet up in the air, and with the numerous sightings, with the police sightings, with a security guard near the Air Force Base that actually was looking at it also, yet the air traffic controller can't see nothing. In a 60-mile radius, he doesn't see nothing. He even asked about maybe a nearby hospital, which he's insinuating, maybe a life flight helicopter flying in and out of the hospital, but he can't pick it up on his radar. I think it's totally bullcrap. I mean, absolutely unbelievable, in my opinion. With that being said, you know, I think Ryan was really trying to get him to at least say he sees something, that something she can relay back to her officers that she's in contact with. And he just was no way, no how saying he sees anything. As soon as she got the information, it was related to all the active enforcement units in Trumbull County. Numerous officers were spotting this thing in different parts of Trumbull County. I mean, it turns out, in my belief, there was more than one. And I agree with the Brookfield officer when he climbed the observation tower. He actually saw three objects flying in a triangular pattern. With the police dispatch with reports of the UFO spreading to adjacent communities, Ryan called the air traffic controller again. Again, she's reaching out for some type of answer. Now, keep in mind, if the National Weather Service spotted these on their radar, but the Air Force Base out of Vienna, which is a military base, doesn't see nothing. I find that hard to believe. I mean, I really, really do. Another thing from the air traffic controller was, if I was in the tower, my main job would be the safety of the aircraft and also the Air Force Base, as I would be a little more curious on what this was. It could have been a low-flying helicopter. I mean, that's not on your radar. That kind of scares me. We should have better security systems than that. There was a air traffic controller out of Cincinnati who says they could spot a truck on an interstate with their radar. A truck on the interstate on the ground, but a military base can't spot something 50 feet off the ground. That doesn't seem very kosher to me. When I called the Air Force Base in Vienna, I was given a runaround, different numbers of call that didn't exist, or given a number back to the 911 call center in Liberty, which was also a runaround. That's why I really think that the people at that time that gave Kenny Young these tapes from the 911 call center in Liberty should be applauded, because we probably would never hear, actually, and I'm serious, we probably would never hear these tapes. And on some of these tapes, which I find pretty interesting, is she's talking to them on what's going on as a private conversation. they know what they see. I mean, they one is seeing a object 50 feet off the ground. Another seeing an object moving in a direction south of Route 82 towards Brookfield Hubbard area, towards the Pennsylvania line during the chase. Yet there's others who see it as an airplane, see it as a planet, see it as a star, which I truly believe they did. They were looking at a different object. As far as I know, stars don't go down a road or land in a backyard or are 50 feet over a police car. Okay, these callers that were calling in on what they were seeing, even though they were not police officers, were basically saying the same thing. My friend that I work with was saying the same thing, and he's seen it a day before all this shit hit the news. He's seen it a day before it made national news. And yet, a day after this national event, which the day after the mass sightings on December 14th, on December 15th, another friend of mine who lives on Sodom Hutchins seen it. A day after the mass sightings. He also did not call it in, but he swears it came from the Vienna Air Base. He swears it came from the base. But, you know, let's talk about where it was located. It was located over Sampson Drive, 5th Avenue, Route 11, Sodom Hutchins, old Route 82. My one friend in Brookfield, police officer, actually said it even stopped at one point and was just hovering over the ground. So it could go very, very, very fast and yet then just stop and just hover. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's out of sight and they're chasing again over Ridge Road, over Hinhide Road, over Holland Township, Cortland, Liberty, Girard, Vienna, Brookfield, Hubbard, yet it doesn't exist. To this day, 25 years later, it doesn't exist. And yet the news media didn't report nothing. When Lieutenant James Baker of the Brookfield Township Police Department decided to climb the observation tower, he went up about approximately three stories and seen three of the objects. And that has already been reported. But what really blows my mind is that the Captain John Keetack from the airbase states from that night, December 14th, 1994, states that there were no airplanes, experimental or otherwise, or anything flying that night. I mean, if it was something out of the airbase and it was a top secret mission, okay. I mean, why fly 50 feet above a residential area and then claim there's nothing there? Why involve so many police departments that were chasing this thing or things in the sky when if something, a major emergency did happen, they couldn't respond to that call because they're chasing something that is being covered up by the airbase. That's just my opinion. I mean, I don't believe that statement. It just seems to me that when you have 10 different agencies following this thing, 10 Trumbull County law enforcement agencies following this thing, and there's nothing in the sky, according to Captain Keetack. So my thinking is there was more than one object, and it definitely was not a planet. It definitely was not a star. It definitely was not a weather balloon, a helicopter, or an aircraft. And here is something very interesting, that one of the callers that called in brought up that they knew somebody, and this is one of the callers that called in to the Art Bell talk show, that they knew somebody from the that was involved in this incident, and they said that the Department of Defense showed up a day later, which would have been December 15th, at the air base in Vienna, and it was locked up and sealed. Now, with a few of the people that I know, and what they were told to put in their police report was, this is what I was told, whether it happened or not, I don't know, is they were told to report that it was a weather balloon. I don't know if this came from the Department of Defense. I don't know if it was a cover-up from the Air Force base. I don't even know if it's true. I'm just stating what I was told from some reliable sources. Maybe this is the reason it never made the newspapers. I mean, an in-depth story on the numerous sightings, the 10 law enforcement agencies that were in hot pursuit of it. It was just, to me, a big cover-up. Let's just list the law enforcement agencies that were following this thing. The Niles Police Department, the Holland Township Police Department, Girard Police Department, Warren Township Police Department, Liberty Township Police Department, Cortland Police Department, Brookfield Township Police Department, the Trumbull County Sheriff Police Department, the Hubbard Police Department, the Girard Police Department. These are the people chasing, looking at these things. These are our law enforcement officers looking at these things. And yet, there was nothing there, according to the Vienna Air Base. There was nothing there, according to the FAA Air Traffic Controller, even though my friends know what they saw. My civilian friends know what they saw. Friends that are in the police department that were there at the time know what they saw. Your comments, your opinions can be left at cooley54@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, getting your responses. I will continue to follow this story and give any updates that I find during the coming months and years.